first time since 1918 the people of Ireland will go to the polls in a general election on a Saturday. It's an unusual choice for the country, with all general elections in recent decades taking place on a weekday. The Taoiseach says he chose Saturday the 8th of February to make it easier for working families who might have to pay childcare if the election was held on a weekday. And he said he hopes it will make it easier for young people, especially students, to cast their vote. Well, our reporter Jill Steadman is at Maynooth University for us this morning. Jill, how is news of the Saturday polling date been going down there?
Yeah, Gavin, there is a bit of a buzz around the campus this morning now. Just like the rest of the country, the students here are gearing up for the election. There are plenty of posters up encouraging people to check the register and make sure they are eligible to vote. And most of the students I've been speaking with seem pretty happy about a Saturday polling day. For many, it'll give them the chance to head home to vote, and it won't interfere with college work or exams. The early risers I spoke with on campus this morning were keen to point out the importance of the youth vote.
We see here in Ireland that student engagement is going up all the time. Especially here in Maynooth, we can see it bit by bit going up. And that means that we're starting to question. We're starting to question our higher education funding. We're starting to question why our mental health services aren't being funded. What are we doing to help with climate action? We are questioning everything, and our vote will be detrimental in the election.
Young people of Ireland have shown time and time again that they are aware of the issues, that they want to make an impact, and they know that this election especially is going to impact their future. You know, whether it's the climate crisis, whether it's issues with housing, like whether or not we're actually going to be able to afford rents or afford a place to live in the future. So on all these kind of different issues, students have shown that, especially on social issues, they're very clued in, they're very aware, and they want to shape the Ireland for the future.
We have the highest fees in Europe once Brexit happens. And here in Maynooth, we feel we have very pressing issues. Because of the cost of accommodation, which has risen rapidly in Maynooth, more and more people are commuting ridiculously unsustainable distances to get to university. So that's why the student vote is important, because the government has been failing the students, and we need to get out there and vote and show that we are an important part of the electoral system and of our country, and that we deserve decent conditions and a decent deal from the government.
We'll hear more from students in just a few minutes, but now I'm joined by Katie Deegan, President of the Student Union here at Maynooth, and James Dorley, Deputy Director of the Youth Council of Ireland. You're both very welcome to the programme. Katie, we might start with you. We heard there from some very passionate students who are keen to make their voices heard in this election. Tell us a little bit more about the key areas of concern for students.
Yeah, thanks. There's definitely a number of issues that are facing students at the moment. Three that definitely come to mind are the first one being higher education funding and the desperate need for more investment in our higher education institutions. And we're bursting at the seams with the number of students that are coming to our campuses. And in order to support them, we need more funding for mental health supports here on campus. With the rise in mental health issues that we're facing, we need better funding for mental health service. But we also need more purpose-built student accommodation that is affordable and accessible to all students on our campus.
And it's important, obviously, that students and the public in general check the register to make sure they're eligible to vote. What has the Student Union been doing here to help people with that registration process?
Sure. So what we're trying to do is, Maynooth Students Union, we're raising awareness of the election, but also raising awareness that people who have registered before may not be on the register, that it's really important to check the register. We also have guards on campus to stamp forms, and we'll be posting them to the different councils to make it as easy as possible for students to register for the election. It's important to remember that students have changed the face of this country with their votes, with things like marriage equality and repeal, and every candidate across the country needs to remember that we are a strong force and that students will show up on February 8th.
Now, as we mentioned earlier, the vote this year will take place on a Saturday. Most students here seem to be happy enough about the weekend polling day, but not everyone. Here's what some had to say this morning.
I think it's a step in the right direction. It's inconvenient for people who work, but it's convenient for people who don't work. It's a middle ground, I guess, in a way. We're happy about it, but, you know, there's other things that could be done about voting days and getting students to be able to vote. And I think just the hastiness of it has been difficult for ourselves, some of the ITs and DCU who all have exams in January and aren't starting back until February, which is a very busy time.
The Taoiseach hasn't shown an interest in student issues. If he did, he would know that a lot of students won't have time on Saturday to vote, because that's the only time on their day offs that they either pay, work part-time or full-time in order to afford to come to college and pay back the student loans.
Last time we had a Saturday vote was on referendum, that there was not a huge momentum behind. So the turnout in every group of society was low overall. But I think it's a very ambitious proposal, and I feel that it hasn't been, hasn't been done in a long time. And I would be personally observing it very closely to see how it works out. There again, there is not a perfect time to call elections. For example, if you call them just before summer, students who are on Erasmus will not be able to vote. If you call them midway through summer, students who are on J1 will not be able to vote. So there's not a perfect date, but the fact that we're trying something new to increase turnout, I think it's a very welcome addition to the electoral system.
Now, it's not just students who are happy about the Saturday vote. The National Youth Council of Ireland has welcomed the news. James Dorley, Deputy Director, joins me now. James, first of all, will you tell us what the National Youth Council does and why it has been campaigning for a Saturday vote for many years?
Yes, the National Youth Council of Ireland is a representative body for over 50 national voluntary youth organisations working with young people in every community in Ireland. We've been campaigning for the weekend vote for many years because we believe it will facilitate the up to 700,000 young people between the ages of 18 and 29, who many of whom are away from home in college, but also young people doing apprenticeships and training at work. It will facilitate them to go back and vote in their local communities and to have a say in the election.
And weekend voting is the norm in the majority of European countries, with Ireland and the UK being the odd ones out. Do you think this decision will set a new trend?
We hope it does. We hope that from now on, all governments and all Taoiseachs will have the vote on a Saturday. We did a poll a number of years ago among the general public, and we found that almost 3/4 of the population were in favour of Saturday voting, because it will, they're busy during the week, and obviously the dark evenings and mornings this time of year. So we believe it will facilitate them to go out and vote by having it on a Saturday.
We'll have to leave it there. Many thanks to James Dorley, Deputy Director of the Youth Council of Ireland, and Katie Deegan, President of Maynooth Student Union, for joining me this morning.